This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Seven Wonders in 70 Minutes, a podcast series based on the book Wanderlust, written by Julie Woods, that's me, illustrated by Ron Esplin, that's you.
Hola.
In these 7 10-minute episodes, we are going to visit the seven wonders of the world through the paintbrush of Ron Esplin and the sensory diaries of that blind woman, Julie Woods. This is episode 7, and wonder 7 is Chichen Itza in Mexico. Hola, Ron.
Hola, Julie.
Can you please describe the painting that you did of Chichen Itza?
Well, Chichen Itza is quite an enormous site, and there are lots of things, ball parks and things like that that make up Chichen Itza. But in the centre of it all is the Kukulcan, which is the pyramid of Kukulcan, which is, I understand, built over a lake, an underground lake. More about that maybe later. The pyramid is interesting in that the shadows of the sun tend to make it like move like a serpent down the sides of the pyramid, and that's what I wanted to emphasize when I painted it. And sure enough, I painted it that so that it highlighted that for anyone who knew about that. I also made sure that you and I were there, Julie, because we're in the painting, and that was our last wonder, and was a very important thing for us, having achieved what we'd set out to achieve. A bit of sculpture that you would expect to find in that area of the Yucatan Peninsula and the Mexican origins. And, of course, once more, well, I got rid of all the crowds.
Just you and I. Every day I am away, I keep a diary of one thing I smell, hear, taste and touch. My sensory diary for the day we visited Chichen Itza in Mexico. Wednesday, the 8th of October, 2014. Smell, tequila, lime and salt. Hear, our 5 a.m. wake-up call in Spanish. Taste, the cool water we drank in the Mexican midday heat. Touch, walking hand in hand with Ron in front of the Mayan pyramid, knowing that we had achieved our dream of visiting the seven wonders of the world. And indeed, once again, Ron, you've painted what I have described in my diary, walking hand in hand with you in front of that pyramid. It was a magic moment, knowing that we had achieved our dream of visiting the seven wonders of the world.
It was a special moment indeed, and it was as hot as you could wish it wasn't. And they're doing a great business selling hats where you went into the
vendors.
Yeah.
And they've got boxes of umbrellas behind their stalls in case the weather changed. And Chichen Itza, for most people, is probably one of the lesser-known wonders of the world. What do you think makes it so wondrous?
Well, I've done a bit of reading on it, and I must say that there are wonders that are yet to be described. In the Yucatan Peninsula, there are a lot of what they call cenotes, which is underground wells. And the water was exceptionally important for all of these people. And in fact, a cenote, cenote, is translated as at the mouth of the well of enchanted water. It was a belief of the Mayans that the water, you were into heaven through the cenotes. And there is one, in fact, underneath that pyramid. And the understanding is that you go up the pyramid and down through the top and then enter the heaven, as they understand it, through the cenote.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Lovely thought. We, of course, were woken at 5 a.m. and we, you know, it took us till midday to get there. It was a long bus ride, and of course we stopped at the inevitable shops on the way. Obviously the Yucatan Peninsula is full of lots of things.
Indeed, it is. Oh, you mean, what did you buy?
I'm wearing, actually, what you bought me. Ron bought me a ring to celebrate us visiting the seven wonders of the world.
And Julie just felt the ring which she's got on her finger.
I did. Mm. And, of course, as you said, it was hot, and sometimes the weather can play a part in our visits to the wonders or whenever we go somewhere. I remember when we went to Pompeii and it poured down, but I certainly remember the day that we went to Chichen Itza, and as you said, it was boiling hot. It was hard to escape the heat, and I guess it kind of did impact on our joy of the place.
The understanding that the Mayans had of the movement of the sun, etc., is part of this wonder. And there are 365 steps. That's not an accident. There's 365 days in the year. And the what the Kulkul Khan actually is the Yucatan Maya feathered serpent. And that's the they'd built this amazing pyramid so that on both the equinoxes, shadow is cast across the pyramid as if there's a serpent descending down the pyramid. Now, these things don't happen by accident. It's astonishing to consider that it's all part of their plan when they designed and then built.
Mm. Yes, well, we returned back to the hotel and had a beautiful celebratory dinner with our feet in the warm sand at the beach restaurant, and my diary entry of tequila, lime and salt was at that dinner. We went, and in the process of visiting the Seven Wonders of the World, Ron, it took us to 44 hotel rooms, 23 countries. We spent money in 21 currencies and spoke 15 languages. And I'd just like to acknowledge you at this moment for thanking you for taking me on that daring adventure and visiting those seven wonders of the world. I never thought when we started, there's always an element of doubt as to whether you're going to achieve your dream or your goal. But we did it, and it was a magnificent thing to do, and it took us to all those wonderful places along the way.
It certainly is. I sometimes wonder about the wonder of the world. Well, I don't wonder about them anymore. And thanks to you for my blind wife, you opened my eyes to a lot of those things.
Well, we both see wonders in different ways, me through my smell, hear, taste and touch, and you through the eye of an artist, and ultimately your paintbrush. And it's been a wonder to behold, to do both of those things and to experience those things with you. So thank you for sharing the wonders of the world with me. Are we going to guess what your favourite wonder was?
Oh, that's a toughie, Julie. Have you got one that you'd like to mention?
You want me to go first?
Of course.
I think probably the Temple of Love, the Taj Mahal.
Right, okay, I'll go along with it. I've got a soft spot for the ancient village that Jessup guided us around.
Petra. Yes. Petra. Well, gracias. You've been listening to Seven Wonders in 70 Minutes. Thank you for visiting the Seven Wonders of the World with us. That's Julie Woods and Ron Esplin. To contact Ron, you can email him, Ron Esplin Artist, julie@gmail.com or julie@thatblindwoman.co.nz. As I said, thank you for joining us on our adventure and visiting the seven wonders of the world. Seven wonders in 70 minutes. Gracias, shukran, shay shay. All those thank you words, Ron, thank you. I'm that blind woman, Julie Woods, proud sponsor of Seven Wonders in 70 Minutes. The World in 360 Minutes is a sound project containing 36 10-minute episodes taking you across the globe. We started with the first series, Around the World in 80 Minutes, and then Seven Wonders in 70 Minutes. In these podcasts, we explore what we see when we travel, me through my four senses and Ron through his paintbrush. You can check me out, That Blind Woman Julie Woods, at thatblindwoman.co.nz or ring me on 021 913 513. Why not?
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.